Hello, oh ye beautiful denizens of Booville. I hope you're all having a magnificent Monday. Well, as I alluded to in a previous boo, I have encountered innumerable glitches with my phone since I installed iOS 9. I mentioned a number of them to Mike Fair in a DM, and he urged me to post a public boo about it because he said some other people might be experiencing the same bugs that I am and might have discovered fixes for them. Also, I think it's good to compare and share information. So to that end, what I'm going to do is read an email that I intend to direct to the Apple accessibility team just to let them know what's been going on. That email contains a comprehensive list of every single glitch that I could possibly think of. So I thought that way I could kill two birds with one stone and wouldn't have to come up with a list for two different sources. So here's this email. Hello there. I really hope I'm not being presumptuous by contacting you, but I've been having a lot of glitches with my phone ever since I updated to iOS 9, many of which would appear to be voiceover related. I was urged by a friend to report these bugs to the Apple accessibility team, in case other people are experiencing them as well. If so, perhaps they can be rectified in the next update. First of all, I am using an iPhone 6, which I've had for 8 months, and I updated from iOS 8 to iOS 9 this past Friday. I never experienced any of these problems when I was running iOS 8. I have tried what I believe is called a soft reset, holding down the power button for 5 seconds, powering off the phone, waiting a moment, and then turning it back on. But that did not fix any of my issues. Here are most of the glitches I've encountered as I remember them. My phone has randomly turned itself on once or twice, bringing up the lock screen. It was not plugged into a power source at the time, and headphones were not connected. Another odd thing that happened once was that I was dumped back onto the lock screen while I was dismissing notifications in the notification center. I usually prefer to use the Samantha voiceover voice, but I've noticed that it doesn't quite sound as nice as it used to. I therefore tried switching to the female Siri voice because I thought I would like that better. But my phone lags terribly when I use that voice. VoiceOver also seems to have issues focusing on announcing the part of the screen that I want to be on. I have turned reachability off in the settings, and reduce motion is on, so I know that's not the problem. Sometimes when I'm tapping on the bottom of the screen, say in the dock, my phone will jump to something right at the top of the screen, usually an item in my status bar. My phone occasionally had an issue with focusing before this iOS 9 installation, but not to this degree. Sometimes VoiceOver would jump from announcing one part of my screen to another, but it was always to an area near where I had been working, and I was able to get back to what I was doing quite easily. Now it seems to jump all over the place on a regular basis, sometimes without me even having to touch anything. It will just randomly announce a part of the screen that I wasn't even on. Also, when I dismiss an app in the app switcher and then go to double tap on the home icon to get back into the home screen, my whole app switcher screen will fill up with my status bar. The status bar will, rather than staying at the top of my screen, fill the entire thing. Another thing that isn't working properly is the pitch change setting in VoiceOver. I turned that off in order to make Samantha sound more normal, but it's still acting as though pitch change is on. Also, although I have VoiceOver set to announce all notifications, It no longer speaks them all when they come in. Sometimes it does, but most of the time it doesn't. When it doesn't speak notifications, I only get the standard iPhone ding noise. When VoiceOver actually does deign to speak a notification, the iPhone ding noise will not sound. Even though I have it set to make noise every time I receive a notification from each of my apps. Another issue I've discovered is that I can't always flick to the left whenever I'm using a certain app. Notes and mail being the ones I can think of at the moment. If I get to a search field in either notes and mail and then try to flick back to the left, nothing will happen. VoiceOver will just keep announcing search field and not actually take me back to the previous element on the screen, such as the back button or cancel button. I can flick to the right and then back to the left again. But as soon as I get back to that search field, or whatever element my phone is taking objection to, it won't go left any further. Even though I know there are items on the screen to the left of whatever I'm stuck on. I'm also having difficulty with typing, both on the virtual on-screen keyboard and my Bluetooth one. VoiceOver does not always read each letter as I type it. I have standard typing on because I personally find it easier than touch typing. VoiceOver will also not always announce what's in the text box I'm typing in. When I try to use my Bluetooth keyboard, VoiceOver won't tell me what I'm typing at all. Even though I have character announcement turned on in the hardware keyboard setting, it won't even tell me when I'm backspacing. I always make sure it announces quick nav off before I begin to type, but once I do, it won't say anything at all. It also will not show me anything that I've typed into a text box. When I check my phone to see what text has been typed, it acts as though nothing is there. I've tested this by sending myself a note and an email. And when I went to read the actual note or mail after it was sent, the text I originally typed was there. But during the actual typing process, VoiceOver would not read it to me at all. I hope I'm making sense here and not just confusing you. Also, I prefer to have the virtual keyboard on screen even when my Bluetooth keyboard is on. And it used to appear when I used iOS 8. But it won't show up on my screen anymore. I have tried rebooting my phone, forgetting my Bluetooth device, and then repairing it, all to no avail. My battery is also draining a lot more quickly than when I ran iOS 8. My phone used to last all day with near constant use. Now it drains in 2 to 3 hours. A friend of mine suggested I turn on the power saving option in the battery setting, so I'll do that and see if it helps. Perhaps turning screen curtain on would also be a good thing to do, since I'm totally blind and don't actually need to see the screen anyway. These are all the glitches I can think of at the present time. I'm sure there are others that I'm not able to remember at the moment, but hopefully that means they're not very important. Thank you for bearing with me and reading all of this. I hope it's helpful for you to hear all these things. Best wishes, Shannon. So there you have it, folks. That is what's happening with me and my phony baloney.